God is good, and all the time, that is his nature. My dearly beloved in Christ, we thank God for the gift of yet another day, a day which he himself has given unto us. And we gather around his altar to put into expression our faith and to allow him to nourish us with his word, so that his word may strengthen us, to guide, to instruct, and to correct us on our Christian lives. Amen. And today we celebrate the nativity of John the Baptist, the birthday of John the Baptist. It will interest you to note that in the Catholic Church, apart from our blessed Lord, that is Jesus Christ, and Mary, his blessed mother, it is only John the Baptist whose birth is celebrated. In the life of the church, there are only three people that the church celebrates their birth. That is Jesus Christ, Mary, and John the Baptist. And today, the 24th of June, we celebrate the nativity of John the Baptist. We celebrate him because he is a unique and a special man. He was sent by God. He had a special mission. And it is because of this special mission to herald the coming of Jesus Christ and the establishment of the kingdom of God, that is why we celebrate John the Baptist today. From our very readings today, we get to see that the birth of John the Baptist is surrounded by great mystery. But in this mystery, that which is unforeseen, we get to see the power of God, the choice of God, and the plan of God for humanity. How do we see the power of God? Elizabeth, who was the mother of John, was an old barren woman. She, together with her husband, Zachariah, were righteous people. And when you read it from the very first chapter of Luke, you get to see that they were righteous people. They always offered a prayer to God. And Zachariah was a priest of the temple, performing his function at the sanctuary of the Lord. But even though they were righteous people, Elizabeth wanted a child, and she didn't have one. All her life she wanted a child, she didn't get. But the God that we serve is a powerful God, and he makes all things beautiful in his own time. And in his time, he takes away that disgrace from Elizabeth, and he gifts unto Elizabeth a child. Not just any ordinary child, but a child of unique character. Someone whom Jesus himself said, all the children of the world, it is John the Baptist who is the greatest. And this is the power of God that is realized in the life of Elizabeth and Zachariah. There are many times that we Christians become weary. We begin to doubt. We think that our God is not capable of performing miracles in our lives. But the power of God does things in his own time. What you need is the virtue of patience, to be able to submit yourselves to the Lord and allow the will of God to be done. And that is the power of God. For all those who place their trust in God, the Lord is able to make all things beautiful for them. If you rush, you will fall. And when you fall, you will fail. But those who put their trust in God, in the power of God, he is able to do so much in their lives, more than they can expect. And that is what the Lord did for Elizabeth today. And that is what the Lord will do for you today. Amen. Amen. Elizabeth gives birth to a son. Not any ordinary son, but a special son. This son has a special mission. And the mission for this son is to lead the children of God back to their God. To help them come to appreciate the fact that indeed they are sinners and they live wayward lives. And for without God, there is nothing that they can do and that they will lead themselves to destruction. And so John comes to testify. John comes to herald the coming of Christ. And he proclaims and teaches that the people of God should repent from their waywardness and turn to God. But there's very something very interesting in today's gospel reading. In the Jewish tradition, when you give birth to a son, it is customary that the son takes the name of either the father or any of the relatives, so that the one who opens up the womb is able to continue the tradition and the responsibility of the family. That is to say, we have people who are called, for example, Nana Kwame Johnson, Senior, Nana Kwame Johnson, Junior. The idea of naming your child after you is that that child should continue in the line of the family. And so it was expected that this son that Elizabeth gave birth to should take the name of his father or any of the relatives. But it so happened that that wasn't the case. And the name that was given to him was John, which means the graciousness of God. And for all those who are called John, your name simply means the graciousness of God, or Yahweh is gracious. Yahweh is gracious because by the birth of John, the Lord has taken shame from Elizabeth, one whom society did not recognize because she was barren, because she couldn't give birth. And so even the name of her son even indicates the power of God and the graciousness of God by taking shame away from Elizabeth. And by giving him the name John, it represents and indicates that now John will not continue the tradition and the responsibilities of his father Zachariah, but now he has been given a new identity and a new mission to continue the tradition and to be responsible for the Lord. That is how come John came to herald the coming of Christ. He now lives not for his father, but he lives for God. He has a new identity. And as Christians, by virtue of our baptism, we also assume a new identity. And we have a God-given mission. Mission to be witnesses to his word. To be witnesses to the light of Christ. That is the man that we celebrate today. But we find even in his name and the mysterious nature of his birth, the uniqueness of John the Baptist. For the gospel tells us that he grew in the Spirit of God, as to say that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And by being filled with the Holy Spirit, he was empowered to be able to go out and to prepare the way for the Lord. And by being filled with the Holy Spirit, he becomes the voice. He becomes that voice that pierces the heart. As the first reading will tell us, like an arrow, piercing the heart of each and every one of us to know our waywardness, so that we can turn to repent and to come back to our God. John was an extraordinary preacher. He spoke the truth. He loved the truth. And he died for the truth. That is how come we celebrate him today. But the question I have for you this morning is, as Christians who have a new identity, who have received the mission of Christ, do we love the truth? Do we proclaim the truth? And are we ready to die for the truth? Everybody wants the truth, but we are not ready to die for the truth. Like John the Baptist, we too should become the voice of God, the voice of truth, We shouldn't just sit on the fence. When you see something, say something. Speak about the ills of society, the things that are going wrong in society. Be confident and speak about them. And once you speak about them, then you fulfill the mission of God for you by witnessing to the light and to the truth. One outstanding attribute of Saint John the Baptist that we celebrate today is that he was a humble man. By virtue of God choosing him and giving to him that special mission, it gained for him prominence. But even though that he gained prominence, that wasn't why he was called. And that wasn't his mission. His mission was to point others to Christ. And in our second reading, we get to know. And he says, and he asks, who do you suppose that I am? Do you think that I am the Messiah? No, I am not. But I was sent to come to prepare the way for the Lord, so that you will change from your waywardness, so that you'll be able to receive the light of Christ, that which dispels all darkness away. A humble person, able to say that he is not the one, but pointing people to Jesus Christ. The talents that we have, the gift that we have, do we use it for our own edification, or we use that to build and to better people? Do we use our talent to glorify God, or we use it just for our personal interest? In the life of Saint John the Baptist, we see somebody who is humble to even point to the true Savior. And he says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold Jesus here who takes away the sins of the world. He wants people to be drawn to Christ and not to him. Because it is only in Jesus Christ can your sins be forgiven. So that once you come to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, indeed there is a total transformation and you will be saved. This is the person that we celebrate today. As Christians, do we point people to Christ? Or we rather point people to us? As we celebrate John the Baptist today, let us reflect on his personality. Let us listen to his voice, the voice of truth that calls upon you and me to repent from our waywardness, to repent from our sins, and to come back to Christ. As I always say, his arms are widely open, ready to embrace anyone who comes to him. But you can't come to Jesus Christ if you do not see anything good in him. Once you see something good in Jesus Christ, then can you come to him? Let us seek to live humbler lives. Let us seek to be the voice of the voiceless in the society. Let us seek to speak about the ills of society and not to compromise for the truth. Let us love the truth, live for the truth, and die for the truth. Let us be the Saint John of the Baptist of our time, so that indeed we point people to Christ and not to us. So that at the end of time, indeed we shall have one sheepfold, that we all belong to Christ and none of us will be lost. May the Lord bless and keep all of us. Amen.